Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender USDA choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings, friends, colleagues. It's Inauguration Day. I'm drinking my beautiful concoction of bone broth, hot chocolate. It's completely changing my body. Gonna react to Trump. Gonna react to President Trump's inauguration speech here. Just happened. We've got a crazy day today. We've got the inauguration, MLK Day, college football championship. Fire winds are coming back. Alien disclosure tonight. It's a lot going on. And crypto has been booming, I think. I went a little crazy last night. I got a little trigger happy. I bought a little high, but we have a pro-crypto president. Oh, damn. Joe and Kamala right there. All right, so here we go. It's crazy they did it indoors.
Thank you very, very much. Vice President Vance, Speaker Johnson, Senator Thune, Chief Justice Roberts, Justices of the United States Supreme Court, President Clinton, President Bush,
whoa, they're all there.
President Obama, President Biden, Vice President Harris.
It's crazy that all of those career politicians are sitting there bowing to Trump. Trump is literally a real estate mogul, a businessman, a television reality star. And now he's conquered Washington. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, he has basically just said, I'll take it from here. Like, that's, it's crazy because he did not play their game. He's wrestling, man. He literally made politics wrestling. I was thinking about this today. Trump, when he started as a heel, and then he came in and somehow flipped the establishment he exposed the establishment that they're all the heels. They're all heels, and he is the hero. I mean, I'm 100% on board for this storyline and this timeline. It's literally what he did. He flipped it. This is, I don't know enough, but like, I want to say, like, if you want to go King Kong Bundy, but he's never a true heel to me, and Hogan, because Hogan was never to me a real heel. He's always a hero. But he literally was like, I don't know, give me a great heel. Rowdy Piper. You could call him a heel, right? Was he a heel for a while? And then he became a hero. So he's literally the world's... He made them all heels, which is a huge deal. Like, it's wild. If you look at them now, they look like heels.
And my fellow citizens, the golden age of America begins right now.
Can you imagine saying that? He says that in front of all these other politicians. They're sitting there like, yo, Bill's like, I thought it was golden when we had it. We did it. Wow. This is like a cuck ceremony. They're all sitting in the cuck chairs. You know the cuck chair is? It's like by the fireplace while the wife is getting it from the neighbor or the pool man, and you got to sit there and take it? That's in the videos. That's what my friend told me. And so they got the cuck chair. They're all on the cuck chairs, man. That's what. Right there. Look at that. They're sitting there while he's cucking them down.
Our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world. We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer.
Yeah.
During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first.
First. Good.
Our sovereignty will be reclaimed. Our safety will be restored. The scales of justice will be rebalanced. The vicious, violent, and unfair weaponization of the Justice Department and our government will end. And our top priority will be to create a nation that is proud, prosperous, and free. America will soon be greater, stronger, and far more exceptional than ever before.
What's wrong with that?
I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success. A tide of change is sweeping the country, sunlight is pouring over the entire world, and America has the chance to seize this opportunity like never before. But first, we must be honest about the challenges we face. While they are plentiful, they will be annihilated by this great momentum that the world is now witnessing in the United States of America. As we gather today, our government confronts a crisis of trust. For many years, a radical and corrupt establishment has extracted power and wealth from our citizens.
He says in this shit, a radical and corrupt establishment. He's saying that inside, in front of them, while they're in the cuck chair. That's just crazy. This low-key can make me think this whole thing's a ritual because he's shitting on them, boy, and that's good. But, I mean, they have to take it. Is this part of a ritualistic or is this, I mean, they have to take it. Which I respect them coming if they actually are there on their own volition. Now, Michelle ain't there. Where's she at? They say Barack's getting a little friendly, if you know what I'm saying. I help.
While the pillars of our society lay broken and seemingly in complete disrepair, we now have a government that cannot manage even a simple crisis at home, while at the same time stumbling into a continuing catalog of catastrophic events abroad. It fails to protect our magnificent, law-abiding American citizens, but provides sanctuary and protection for dangerous criminals, many from prisons and mental institutions that have illegally entered our country from all over the world. We have a government that has given unlimited funding to the defense of foreign borders, but refuses to defend American borders or, more importantly, its own people. Our country can no longer deliver basic services in times of emergency, as recently shown by the wonderful people of North Carolina, been treated so badly. And other states who are still suffering from a hurricane that took place many months ago. Or more recently, Los Angeles, where we are watching fires still tragically burn.
Mm-hmm.
From weeks ago, without even a token of defense, They're raging through the houses and communities, even affecting some of the wealthiest and most powerful individuals in our country, some of whom are sitting here right now. They don't have a home any longer. That's interesting. But we can't let this happen. Everyone is unable to do anything about it. That's going to change. We have a public health system that does not deliver in times of disaster, yet more money is spent on it than any country anywhere in the world. And we have an education system that teaches our children to be ashamed of themselves in many cases, to hate our country despite the love that we try so desperately to provide to them. All of this will change starting today, and it will change very quickly.
He's right. He's right. The education system was just totally said America was thievery and crooks. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't there. And I'm sure Vikings weren't going,
Can I come into your home, please, there? Please, there? May I use your bathroom? Oh, quite lovely.
No, I know. It was probably horrific. But guess what? You can't complain if you enjoy the benefits. Do you have to leave the country if you don't like it?
My recent election is a mandate to completely and totally reverse a horrible betrayal and all of these many betrayals that have taken place, and to give the people back their faith, their wealth, their democracy, and indeed their freedom. From this moment on, America's decline is over.
Ooh, the way he said that, I like that.
Our liberties and our nation's glorious destiny will no longer be denied, and we will immediately restore the integrity, competency, and loyalty of America's government. Over the past 8 years, I have been tested and challenged more than any president in our 250-year history.
Facts.
And I've learned a lot along the way. The journey to reclaim our republic has not been an easy one, that I can tell you. Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago, in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. But I felt then, and believe even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again.
I'm on board. I'm on board. Joe, stand up. Stand up, Joe. Stand up, Joe. You can't do it. Oh, man. They won't stand. They won't stand, those cucks. Oh, they won't stand, establishment. That's so weird. The previous establishment literally sat there while he said that. He insults them, but he's not. He's just speaking facts, and they will not get up. Wow, it's fascinating.
That is why each day under our administration of American patriots, we will be working to meet every crisis with dignity and power and
Bill.
Strength. We will move with purpose and speed to bring back hope, prosperity, safety, and peace for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yeah! Let's go. Those teleprompters are fascinating because they're glass.
It is my hope that our recent presidential election will be remembered as the great...
I've done teleprompters a lot in my career, and I have to tell you, if they don't move it up, then you're, like, waiting. But you can't even see the words. It's such an incredible teleprompter system they have at the White House.
This the most consequential election in the history of our country. As our victory showed, the entire nation is rapidly unifying behind our agenda with dramatic increases in support from virtually every element of our society, young and old, men and women, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, urban, suburban, rural.
Urban,
and
suburban.
Very importantly, we had a powerful win in all seven swing states, and the popular vote we won by millions of people. To the Black and Hispanic communities, I want to thank you for the tremendous outpouring of love and trust that you have shown me with your vote. We set records, and I will not forget it. I've heard your voices in the campaign, and I look forward to working with you in the years to come. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and his honor, this will be a great honor, but in his honor, we will strive together to make his dream a reality. We will make his dream come true.
Come true. Thank you. Damn, they didn't stand up for Martin Luther King either. Racist.
National unity.
Racist.
Is now returning to America, and confidence and pride is soaring like never before. In everything we do, my administration will be inspired by a strong pursuit of excellence and unrelenting success. We will not forget our country. We will not forget our Constitution. And we will not forget our God. Can't do that.
Whoa.
Trump brought God into it. I'm going to tell you, I was never like a God-fearing person or God-talking about person, but I do feel more and more closer to something higher being. And I do feel like we have a lack of morality in this world right now more than ever. And so you do reach for something that's good. I love that he says that. But he's not saying it in a way of like bullshit. He's saying it in a way of like, yo, it's spiritual warfare.
Today, I will sign a series of historic executive orders. With these actions, we will begin the complete restoration of America and the revolution of common sense.
Hey!
Common sense.
Common sense!
First, I will declare a national emergency at our southern border.
Yeah. Pretty simple. Yeah. Standing up again. They're standing up. Guess who's not going to stand up? Hey, man. Stand up, man. JoJo won't stand up. They can't stand up. Cucking. They got to watch the cuck.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
Millions and millions.
We will reinstate my remain in Mexico policy.
Remain in Mexico.
I will end the practice of catch and release. And I will send troops to the southern border to repel the disastrous invasion of our country.
By the way, we all love Mexico. We all love Mexicans. It's not about that. It's about illegals coming in and doing bad things. That's it. That's it. We just don't want baddies in here. Everyone has to be vetted. And sure, not everyone is vetted. And there's a lot of people that aren't vetted that are doing amazing work here. We'd like to put them through the process. You know, what can I tell you? That's what I always thought that was about. We don't want bad people coming in the country.
Under the orders I signed today, we will also be designating the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
Joe ain't standing up again. How can you not stand up for that?
And by invoking the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, I will direct our government to use the full and immense power of federal and state law enforcement to eliminate the presence of all foreign gangs and criminal networks, bringing devastating crime to U.S. soil, including our cities and inner cities.
Yeah.
As Commander-in-Chief, I have no higher responsibility than to defend our country from threats and invasions, and that is exactly what I am going to do. We will do it at a level that nobody's ever seen before. Next, I will direct all members of my cabinet to marshal the vast powers at their disposal to defeat what was record inflation and rapidly bring down costs and prices.
Yeah! Wow! Is that true?
The inflation crisis was caused by massive overspending and escalating energy prices, and that is why today I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill.
Drill, drill, baby. Oh, that blonde is really liking that term. Mr. Trump, Joe, baby, Joe.
America will be a manufacturing nation once again, and we have something that no other manufacturing nation will ever have.
The largest
amount of oil and gas of any country on Earth, and we are going to use it.
Let's use it.
We will bring prices down, fill our strategic reserves up again, right to the top, and export American energy all over the world.
Biden's itching on that one.
We will be a rich nation again, and it is that liquid gold under our feet that will help to do it. With my actions today, we will end the Green New Deal and we will revoke the electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto industry and keeping my sacred pledge to our great American auto workers.
Wow. Gas-powered vehicles are back. Now, here's why. I think electric vehicles are great. I don't know the science. I do feel when I'm in a car, it takes control of me instead of me controlling it. I do think that cars will make less mistakes as autonomous drivers than they will as humans, but I do believe that they can be controlled by malevolent forces, meaning somebody can get a hold of all of them and make them do shit. You know what I'm saying? It can do shit. But they also say the amount of money it takes for the battery and all that shit is more power than gas. I'm not sure. But I do think electric cars are great, but I also don't think it's bad to have some gas power. Because if you basically are just electrically powered and they just turn off your power because they're like, you have no autonomy.
In other words, you'll be able to buy the car of your choice. We will build automobiles in America again at a rate that nobody could have dreamt possible just a few years ago. And thank you to the auto workers of our nation for your inspiring vote of confidence. We did tremendously with their vote. I will immediately begin the overhaul of our trade system to protect American workers and families. Instead of taxing our citizens to enrich other countries, we will tariff and tax foreign countries to enrich our citizens. For this purpose, we are establishing the External Revenue Service.
What is that?
To collect all tariffs, duties, and revenues. It will be massive amounts of money pouring into our treasury.
That'd be great.
Coming from foreign sources. The American dream will soon be back and thriving like never before. To restore competence and effectiveness to our federal government, my administration will establish the brand new Department of Government Efficiency.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's tax those other countries and get them pay their tariffs. External Revenue Service. Why is it always internal? Why do they want to tax our ass?
After years and years of illegal and unconstitutional free expression, I will also sign an executive order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech to America. Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. Something I know something about. We will not allow that to happen. It will not happen again. Under my leadership, we will restore fair, equal, and impartial justice under the constitutional rule of law. And we are going to bring law and order back to our cities.
Yeah. We need that.
This week, I will also end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. We're so sick of the race and the gender.
We will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based.
Yes. Yes. Merit-based, guys. That's it, in my opinion, right? It's just the best person for the job. Everyone should get a chance, no doubt.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody needs a chance. And there have been those who have been not getting the proper chances. So I believe with the world and all the communication skills we have, we able are to see everybody, and everybody can, with social media, try to get their voice heard. But yes, it's a meritocracy, the best person for the job. That's all we want, the most qualified person. That's it. That's not bad. Is that bad? How is that racist or generous? I don't think it is. Again, let me try out for the G League. And put me on the sixth man. You wouldn't. Although I'm good for two trash points. Garbage points. Garbage time.
As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
Oh, holy shit. Holy shit. Yeah. He just made that a government mandate. He said there's only one can only. Oh, my God. That's going to send people to the moon. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He basically just said his. Is that weird to say? Baron stood up. Man and woman. Pretty simple. That's the way it was. Yes. Can we have variations of different things? Sure. We need to stop taking the word gender and making it so scientific and make it more about expressions or feelings. It's like, I'm a man, but I do express as, 30% feminine or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Or you could say you're gender neutral. That's okay if you feel like, yeah, I'm gender neutral. You know what? I do have the makeup of a woman, but I don't identify as that. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. It's about just because people are more like, yeah. And I mean, people could say, I get that. You feel like you're a man, but you just happen to be born a woman. I get that. Like, you know, don't want to alienate you, but also don't want you to be mad if people mess up. This is going to piss a lot of people off.
This week, I will reinstate any service members who were unjustly expelled from our military for objecting to the COVID vaccine mandate.
Yes.
Full back pay.
Full back pay. There's a lot of leg exercises here. Getting up, getting down. That's beautiful. Call Sean Penn.
And I will sign an order to stop our warriors from being subjected to radical political theories and social experiments while on duty. It's going to end immediately. Our armed forces will be freed to focus on their sole mission, defeating America's enemies.
What's wrong with that?
Like in 2017, we will again build the strongest military the world has ever seen. We will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars that we end, and perhaps most importantly, the wars we never get into.
Yes. Can you nod your head once, Kamala? We don't want war. We don't want war. I don't want war. You want war? I don't want war. Take this shit over there.
My proudest
I don't want you to have war.
Will be that of a peacemaker and unifier. That's what I want to be, a peacemaker and a unifier. I'm pleased to say.
See that? Now people are going to go surprised by Trump saying that. He's a peacemaker and a unifier. But he is. But he had to go in and disrupt all of the shit, the status quo, because the status quo we got used to, war, crime, insane thinking on certain policies, and just we got used to it. And it was like it didn't affect our lives. It was over there. The news reported it. But every day we're being fed and given this energy of just negativity and bad shit. And he goes in and says, this is bad. You're a monger. This is, and he had to be ugly and fight and took the gloves off. But guess what? It's ugly. Rome wasn't built in a day, and a diamond is made under pressure. He's now saying, yeah, I got here. It's a rough road, but guess what? I want to make it good. That's what he's saying. I want to make it good. He's not saying, yes, I got here. Let's have more wars. Let's raise prices. Let's open the border so, you know, bad people can come in. Let's get the crime rate up. He's not saying any of that. How is this bad? And I'm watching it and I'm enticed because he's saying things that I can listen to and relate. It's not a bunch of verbiage.
That as of yesterday, one day before I assumed office, the hostages in the Middle East are coming back home.
Yeah.
To their families.
Good. Bring them home. Oh, Joe finally stood up. He stood up. Is it because he taking credit for it? It was like, oh, we got to stand up on that one. We can't look like anti-Semites.
America will reclaim its rightful place as the greatest, most powerful, most respected nation on earth, inspiring the awe and admiration.
Can't look like bagel haters. He stood
world.
Up on that one.
A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, and we will restore the name of a great president, William McKinley, to Mount McKinley, where it should be and where it belongs.
Whoa, good for him for putting the president's name back. Game recognized game, president recognized president.
President McKinley made our country very rich through tariffs and through talent. He was a natural businessman.
Talent.
And gave Teddy Roosevelt the money for many of the great things he did, including
talent.
The Panama Canal, which has foolishly been given to the country of Panama after the United States. I mean, think of this, spent more money than ever spent on a project before and lost 38,000 lives in the building of the Panama Canal. We have been treated very badly from this foolish gift that should have never been made. And Panama's promise to us has been broken. The purpose of our deal and the spirit of our treaty has been totally violated. American ships are being severely overcharged and not treated fairly in any way, shape, or form. And that includes the United States Navy. And above all, China is operating the Panama Canal. And we didn't give it to China. We gave it to Panama. And we're taking it back.
Taking it back.
So as we liberate our nation, we will lead it to new heights of victory and
lead
success.
It.
We will not be deterred.
Lead
Together
it.
We will end the chronic disease epidemic.
Deterred.
And keep our children safe, healthy, and disease-free.
Deterred.
The United States will once again consider itself a growing nation, one that increases our wealth, expands our territory, builds our cities, raises our expectations,
deterred.
And carries our flag into new and beautiful horizons.
This is bedroom Trump. This is where he's like trying to be all sultry. When he gets tired, he's like, we're going to build our territory in new horizons. He gets all sultry.
And we will pursue
sultry
our manifest
Trump.
Destiny into the stars, launching American astronauts to plant the stars and stripes on the planet Mars.
Yeah. Ooh, Mars.
Mars has got something to do with this. There's something with Mars here. That's why Elon's involved. Now, I don't know. There's a whole conspiracy thing. Look at Elon. Elon's a big Mars guy. There's something going on there with Mars.
Ambition is the lifeblood of a great nation. And right now, our nation is more ambitious than any other. There's no nation like our nation. Americans are explorers, builders, innovators, entrepreneurs, and pioneers. The spirit of the frontier is written into our hearts. The call of the next great adventure resounds from within our souls. Our American ancestors turned a small group of colonies on the edge of a vast continent into a mighty republic of the most extraordinary citizens on Earth. No one comes close. Americans pushed thousands of miles through a rugged land of untamed wilderness. They crossed deserts, scaled mountains, braved untold dangers, won the Wild West, ended slavery, rescued millions from tyranny, lifted billions from poverty, harnessed electricity, split the atom, launched mankind.
Split the atom.
And put the universe of human knowledge into the palm of the human hand. If we work together, there is nothing we cannot do and no dream we cannot achieve. Many people thought it was impossible for me to stage such a historic political comeback. But as you see today, here I am. The American people have spoken.
There's Kimberly.
I stand before you now as proof that you should never believe that something is impossible to do. In America, the impossible is what we do best.
Ooh, that's a great line. That's a great line. The impossible is what we do best. That's a brilliant line, whoever wrote that. Ooh, that's brilliant. It's so true. We do take things that are undoable and do them with excellence. Wow. Great line.
From New York to Los Angeles, from Philadelphia to Phoenix, from Chicago to Miami, from Houston to right here in Washington, D.C., our country was forged and built by the generations of patriots who gave everything they had for our rights and for our freedom. They were farmers and soldiers, cowboys and factory workers, steel workers and coal miners, police officers and pioneers who pushed onward, marched forward, and let no obstacle defeat their spirit or their pride. Together they laid down the railroads, raised up the skyscrapers, built great highways, won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism, and triumphed over every single challenge that they faced. After all we have been through together, we stand on the verge of the four greatest years in American history.
Yeah!
With your help, we will restore America's promise, and we will rebuild the nation that we love, and we love it so much. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So to every parent who dreams for their child, and every child who dreams for their future, I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you. We are going to win like never before.
Dude in the front's got to stand up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In recent years, our nation has suffered greatly, but we are going to bring it back and make it great again, greater than ever before. We will be a nation like no other, full of compassion, courage, and exceptionalism. Our power will stop all wars and bring a new spirit of unity to a world that has been angry, violent, and totally unpredictable. America will be respected again and admired again, including by people of religion, faith, and goodwill. We will be prosperous. We will be proud. We will be strong, and we will win like never before. We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken, and we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun. Thank you. God bless America. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. What's not to like? Like, what's not to like? What's not to like? Let me think for a second. I mean, look, the guy's just basically saying he doesn't want wars. He wants to lower inflation. He wants to make America not the laughing stock. He's in control. We want to just use some common sense. Where are we at? I mean, what's the issue? Let's just all get along here. Okay? Let's just use common sense. The adults have entered the chat. The parents are home from vacation. It's time to restore some common sense. The lunatics have left the asylum. And that's coming from me. I'm a lunatic. Trump made politics reality TV. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. The fact that I'm talking about it, I never give a fuck about this shit. He basically said, let's all get involved. And he made it digestible to the common man. Like, we're all like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, that's how that works. Like, I'm about it. I wanted to react to a couple more things he did because this is what he's doing. He's on his first day. He is signing a bunch of executive orders right there. 100 executive orders right on the stage. Like, think about that. That's insane. Like, right there, he's making it for the people. Like, letting you know, I'm doing it right here. You know, no pomp and circumstance. Here's what it is. I'm doing it. It's not just for show. It's like actually being done. Like, I didn't even know what an executive order was like 2 years ago. Like, that's so cool. And it's so funny because it's like, boom. Like, there it is. And also, he's talking about the world, like, you know, America first and America. It is. It's got to be that way. But I'm all for the world unifying. I wish we all could unify. I would love to be connected to every different state and different country and different culture, as long as they don't get mad if we have different beliefs. That's what we happen in our country. We're basically people are, we're at this place where people, we're in like two different countries, the way people don't accept other people's beliefs. And it's like, I sat with somebody last week who really does not like Trump, but I really like this person. I'm just getting to know her and she's sweet, you know, and I'm sure that she doesn't not like me. She can educate me on the reasons why she doesn't like him, and I can educate her on things why, you know, it's there's good stuff here. It doesn't mean I don't want to go out with her or hang out with her, her friends or her group or work with her. Like, I would. I enjoy it. You know what I mean? She seems cool. So it's like, that's what we have to be. It's like, this is a person who does not like this person very much. We cannot control it. It is what it is, but it doesn't mean I'm not, you know, she's not so radical that I wouldn't want to hang out with her. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we have to get back. It's like, okay, I might not be there with you, but let's some common ground. And that's how we have to be in the world. Let me just react to a couple of things, because he just did these signing of things, which is wild.
Sure. The first item that President Trump is signing is the rescission of 78 Biden-era executive actions, executive orders, presidential memoranda, and others.
He's signing it right there. He's not drinking. Let me tell you. I would do a movie. We would go to the premiere. We would go to the after party, and then we go to the party after that. And we would celebrate our accomplishment.
Trump is a regulatory freeze.
This dude got elected to the biggest job in the world, one of the most historic times in the world. And here he is just going to work. He's not drinking. He's not having Cristal. He's not going to after party at In-N-Out. He's just working. And then after that, he's going to go to the Oval Office. I mean, that's incredible. Take a minute, dude. Have a glass.
You announced in your speech preventing bureaucrats from issuing any more regulations until we have full control.
He's 78.
The government and this administration.
He doesn't have to do this. Boom, he's signing it right here. And holding them up. Holding them up. He's sporting. He's making politics sport. It's brilliant.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, can I have a pen?
The next item, sir, is a freeze on all federal hiring, excepting the military and a number of other excluded categories, again, until full control of the government is achieved and we understand the objectives of government going forward.
Boom. Trumpy.
Could you imagine Biden doing this? I don't think so.
No. No.
Sir, the next item, as you announced in your speech, is a requirement that federal workers return to full-time in-person work immediately.
Whoa. Get to work. Look, that's hilarious. That's awesome. There's also Nazis trending. Let's see why that's trending. I guess because Elon did a salute or something. I mean, it was weird where he's like, it was like, but like it is a little. I'm going to go with Asperger's on that one because I probably have it too.
This was no ordinary victory. This was a fork in the road of human civilization.
Let's see how it is.
Okay. This You know, there are elections that the elections that come and go. Some elections.
He's off the cuff. I like that.
Important. Some are not. This one. This one really matters.
It
and
did.
I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
What is that? Like, it could be.
My heart goes out to you.
Oh, my heart. Oh, he said my heart. My heart. People are such pussies. They will do anything in the. They will do anything in the left wing media. Well, the right wing too. To find a stupid point. Oh, he's a Nazi. Because he's like, my heart goes out to you. Now, I think your heart's on this. No, your heart's in the middle. Come on, man. I mean, they're going to try to run with any little thing. It was a technical thing because it's, you know, come on. He was saying my heart goes out to you because if he didn't win, they would have tried to put his ass in jail. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, look. It's crazy. There's so much going on today. So far, everything seems clean and clear as a whistle. I think the next 4 years are going to be fascinating. I think it's going to be reality TV on TikTok steroids. I think that, you know, if we don't get interruptions, we can be a very prosperous country. I think there's going to be trillionaires made in the next 4 years. I think financially money is going to go bananas with crypto. You know, I think there's innovation, technology, health, medical. By the time I'm 58 years old, I'll look 38, and it's going to be insane. I think aging is going to be, you know, beaten down, and I think that we can thrive. I think AI is going to have an insane impact. I don't know. Just know we can't control it. I think robotics will be insane. You know, I think Trump is for all that. I think his son has his ear big time, and it's a beautiful thing. And I think that he's connected to the youth, and I think people think he's cool. And I think that the uptightness of libs, which I love liberal policies in a lot of ways, and I love Democrats in a lot of ways. I just don't like insane fringe open-mindedness, strictness on either sides. So I think we're coming back. We're okay. I think comedy is going to come back. I think we're going to be allowed to make movies that are big and loud. I think it's going to be, and people are going to just say, it's just a joke. Chill out. It's a joke. I think women are going to be, you know, sexy again without being considered sex objects. I think men can be tough again without being misogynist. But I also, you know, I think it's okay. I think that we can take everything we've learned and move forward and know our history, but also, you know, use common sense. And I think that we have to understand that we all have a past and that things are based off people's past. Because, you know, I get mad sometimes for people, but they don't have, I don't have their past, you know, I don't have their damage, their trauma, and they don't know mine. I have a very weird world. So it's like some people don't understand certain things. It's like, you know, you don't know people's story and you have to be patient, and it's hard, but you know, I want everybody to win. I want to win. I don't want creepy shit or bad shit. I just want good shit. And I just want, you know, I think there's enough room for everybody. And I just, you know, I want good vibes. Good vibes. Happy Inauguration Day. Go out there. Be positive. Remember, words of power. Manifestation is real. Meaning that if you talk about it, you're giving it power. It's all real. So put some power of positivity. Peace.
Stay warm and save every day.
all in the Kroger app.
Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.